This is the second year of the USA Pro Challenge. Give us a quick overview of what we can expect.
Last year was a phenomenal success. The state of Colorado really showed its true colors to the world. We had over 1 million spectators. We were seen live in 161 countries and territories, and so it was really a great moment of truth for Colorado and our communities. This year, we've learned a lot, you know, what to do better. We have 5 new cities. We've got Durango, Telluride, Montrose, Beaver Creek, and Boulder. So we're very excited to highlight those communities. And then I think some of the other big stories, besides having a world-class field, we climb over 40,000 feet of vertical. And we have 3 uphill finishes, Crested Butte, Beaver Creek, and Flagstaff. So I think the race has a little something for everyone, not only for the athletes, for the climbers, for the sprinters, for the GC guys, but I think for the fans, with the time trial being the final day in Denver, the race could and should go down to the last moments on international TV, and that's our biggest goal for 2012.
And who are some of the big names that will be racing?
From Europe and other parts of the world, we've got Cadel Evans coming back. Cadel won the 2011 Tour de France. Andy Schleck finished second in that race. Yvonne Basso, the great Italian rider, is coming back. And then in terms of the Americans, we've got all the great American names, Levi Leipheimer, George Hincapie, Tommy Danielson, Timmy Dugan, Christian Vandeveld, and then TJ Van Garden, who performed, you know, incredibly well at the Tour this year. He was the highest-ranking American. He finished 5th, took home the white jersey, which is the best young rider. And so he's in good form. I can see him, you know, I think there's 5 or 6 guys that are motivated to win our race, which is good.
How do you continue to attract world-class athletes and make sure this becomes a not-to-be-missed race?
We like to keep in constant contact with the athletes, the team managers, the team owners, actually the team sponsors, because we want the Colorado race, the USA Pro Challenge, we want that to be one of the events, the 4 or 5 that they circle each year on the calendar as a must-race, must-win event. We're fortunate to live where we live. I mean, we live in one of the greatest places on earth. And these athletes, they love coming to America and especially to Colorado. They love coming and performing in front of big crowds. They love staying in the nice properties. France will always be France. It is the Tour. It's the Super Bowl of our sport. But we would not mind someday people considering us, might be 10 years from now, but considering us the second best race in the world.
And the Course Classic in Colorado ended in the late 80s after more than a decade, and it launched the careers, as you know, of some of the country's greatest riders. What do you think are the keys to keeping this race sustainable and, like you said, keeping that high level of competition?
Our business model, unlike the Coors Classic in the 80s, is not built around one sponsor. It's built around having 8 to 10 big marketing partners, what we call founding partners, big brands like Nissan, United Healthcare, Coke. You know, we're very blessed in Fort Collins. New Belgium made one of their biggest marketing investments ever to come in as the official beer, which we're so excited about. So it's having 8 to 10 corporate partners so that if one decided 5 years from now that cycling was not going to be part of their marketing mix and decided to pull out of cycling, it wouldn't disrupt our business model. So I think we're set up for long-term success. And then just the support we get here from the locals, from the communities, from the state itself, it's unlike any event, I think, around our country.
Thanks for talking to us, and good luck with the race.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.